Everything seems to be about money with her. I am not interested in money. I just want her to go away, leave us alone, and stick with the final arrangement that she made.
This is the plaintiff, Mary Weiss. She says the defendant stole her three beloved dogs, won't give them back, and she's just heartbroken over it all. This woman's a menace to society. She can't be allowed to steal her dogs without some sort of punishment, and that's why she's suing her for $5,000, the value of her three kidnapped dogs. This is the defendant, Teresa Taylor. She says the plaintiff called to tell her she lost her home and needed to find new homes for her dogs. She took the dogs in out of the kindness of her heart. It was clear the plaintiff was giving them away to her. Now the woman's suing her for $5,000? Is she serious? Bottom line, they're her dogs. She's not giving them back and is most definitely not giving the plaintiff any money. She's accused of being doggone insistent.
All parties, please raise your right hands.
What you are about to witness is real. The participants are not actors. They are actual litigants with a case pending in civil court. Both parties have agreed to drop their claims and have their cases settled here before Judge Marilyn Million in our forum, the People's Court.
Be seated. Come to order, please. Litigants now sworn, Your Honor.
Thank you, Douglas. Mary Weiss, yes, you are suing Teresa Taylor for $5,000, the value of three dogs of yours that you say she refuses to return. All right, what's going on?
Your Honor, I adopted a dog from Teresa.
How did you know her?
Through a Craigslist ad.
Oh, so you didn't know her?
No.
Okay.
And
so
then
she puts up an ad on Craigslist to adopt a dog. Was it an older dog or a younger dog?
It was an older dog.
Okay, and why were you adopting the dog?
My father became ill, and I didn't want to see him go to a pound.
Okay. So you adopt the dog. Did you get money for it?
I did.
Oh, how much money did you get?
$100.
Okay. And then what happened?
So in the meantime, I adopted two other puppies. In the meantime, not from her, but through another Craigslist ad from two different breeders. And then
three dogs?
Three dogs, yes.
Okay.
Yes,
do you have
Your
children?
Honor. Yes, Your Honor. Two
okay.
puppies, actually. And then
Say
one,
it again.
Two puppies and one senior dog.
How many kids do you have?
I have one that's 24. I have one that's 12 and 13.
And the 12 and 13 live with you?
Yes.
Okay,
yes, Your
go
Honor.
On. Go on.
Okay, so then the story happened was I was getting evicted, and I had to find another place. So I asked her if I can, if you know, I thought she was a nice woman, so I asked her if she could babysit or foster my dogs until I got a place.
Okay, do you have that in writing?
Yes,
Did
I
you
do.
Send an email or
I have
text?
That in text messaging, and
May
I have
I see
printed
the text
up.
Message?
Sure.
September 3rd, 2015 at 1:39 p.m. Mm-hmm. Hi, Teresa. It's me, Mary, Chico's adoptive parent. I was wondering if I pay you $150 a month plus supply of dog food for 2 months so I don't lose my dogs. I have Chico and a miniature dachshund and miniature chihuahua pups. Please let me know ASAP. I plan on leaving New York to stay at a friend's place to live rent-free so I can get a new home for my boys and dogs. Sure, no problem. Sure, NP. Really? You are a lifesaver. If I pay for $50 in gas, could you pick them up? I'll give you $200 cash for this month. If you can't, I'll take a bus and train to you. I am staying at the La Quinta Inn because I'm homeless and my boys are in Florida. Do you know of someone who would rent to me? My two tweens and three dogs? Boy, way to make your life more complicated. Sure, where are they? I'll come as soon as I pick up my daughter from school, if that's okay. God bless you. No problem. Anytime it's okay with me. Thank you. NP, babe. On my way. You are a dream. How'd that dream turn out?
Oh, nightmare. I'm sorry.
Chico, then you respond at 10:26. Chico, you respond. Mm-hmm. Chico was so happy to be here. He really missed the kids and his pal, Junior. The other two are doing good. They love the kids and are sleeping with them. That's great. The puppies don't seem to miss me, she says.
Mm-hmm.
Please make sure the puppies are handled gently by the little kids. I appreciate what you're doing for me. So do my boys. Give a kiss to the dogs. Okay, so then what happens?
I finally got a place a month later, and I contacted her. I was requesting for my dogs back when I can make arrangements. And she then all of a sudden turned around and said, my dogs. All of a sudden, they're her dogs. And she's like, you can't have my dogs. One of them is sick. Chico is sick. You gave me back Chico sick after you adopted. And then she just denied giving my dogs back. So then I made several attempts. I went through the police. And then I also went through through the district attorney. And they told me I had to send her a demand letter for my return of my dogs. And that was it. And then
they told you to come to court, and here we are. What's going on?
Okay. Everything that she states is very false. When I got to where I was going to pick up the dogs, the story completely changed.
Okay.
Everything seems to be about money with her. I'm not interested in money. I just want her to go away, leave us alone, and stick with the final arrangement that she made. The final arrangement, unfortunately, all I have is messages saying, this is what you told me. This is what you told me. When I went to pick her, I mean, she was hysterical crying. She was this, she was that. Then she called me from South Carolina. I'm not going to be able to make it back. I don't have money. I don't know what to do.
Do
I can't find a job here. Yeah, I mean, it was horrible. Like, she was going back and forth that actually
I need to see the back and forth. I guess what you're suggesting is that what I read out loud to you changed.
Changed.
So I need to see the evidence that it changed.
That was all verbal. This was face-to-face when I got there. It was, I don't have money right now up front.
Are you saying she didn't pay you the $200?
Right. I will be able to give you money later at
a
certain
date. Did she ever give you the $200?
No.
Okay. Did you ever give her the $200 to take care of your dogs?
Yes, Your Honor.
Did you get a receipt?
No, because I thought this was an honest woman.
What does that have to do with anything? Cash doesn't leave one hand without a receipt going into the other.
Exactly.
I've been saying this for how long now? 15 years? Do you ever watch People's Court?
That's been
you
my...
You should.
No, I don't.
Yeah, well, now you should.
I'm sorry.
All right.
So...
Do you have any evidence in a text message about the transfer of money?
Yes.
Let me see that.
It was...
Let me hear from you while she's looking for that. According to you, she never pays you. According to her, she paid you that night. And then what happens? Because I don't see in your text, when are you going to pay me? I don't see that. And I do see the several texts on September 3rd, 4th, and after that.
I do.
You guys are in constant text contact.
Yes, and so, I do have a message where I said you haven't given me anything.
Let me see that.
Your story has changed.
Yeah.
And
now, that's not once you decide to keep the dogs, right? That's right at the time, right?
This was before court even became an option.
Is this after you said, these are my dogs?
Yes.
Yeah. See, once you say to somebody, you're not welcome in my home, do not come. These are my dogs. My kids love them. They're better with me. I take better care of them. I just paid their vet bills. And then you say, and by the way, you never gave me money. That doesn't work for me. What I want to see is because why? Because I'm looking for you saying something about it before there's a motive to lie. That's what judges look for.
I understand.
They look for you saying, by the way, you haven't given me money. You didn't give me money when I picked up the dogs. When are you going to give me the money? The next day, that would show out. Lady, you didn't give her the money. And then I would be suspect about her credibility. So tell me, what is the reason that you will not return these dogs to her? Convince me you are legally correct.
When she called and said, I cannot come back. I cannot afford it. She said that
in those text messages, does she say, I can't make it back? I need you to keep the dogs.
No, this was via phone. That's why my husband's
here.
Okay,
so when she's texting, she's saying,
she's like two different people.
I'm sorry?
She's like two different people.
Is it, or is it that you're a liar and you want to keep her dog?
I swear, I could even show you character witness.
Okay. What
of
I
the
want
type of
from
person
you
she
is evidence that you have a legal right to the dogs that you clearly agreed to only foster until she got back on her feet.
Welcome back to the People's Court, Harvey Levin here. So should she be forced to give these dogs back? She apparently grew attached to them.
I think so, because she truly is the owner, and if they made the statement and made it clear between them
that it's a caretaker type situation,
then she should have to give them back.
Got you. What do you say?
Well, I think that basically she should give them back because the dogs were not originally hers, and even though she's attached, someone else is attached to them too.
That's true, but at a point, don't you kind of know that the other person's going to get attached to the animal? I mean, don't you know that the other person's going to start loving the dog?
Yeah.
So you're going to rip him away from her? Say yes. It's probably the right answer.
Yes.
Good job. Good job. Okay, going inside the courtroom.
So she literally says one thing on the phone and then contradicts it in every text.
And blows
because
my mind.
Every text. And what, you know what's interesting is that not once is there a text that you answer saying, what are you talking about? We just hung up. You said I could keep the dog. Not once is there anything that looks like that. So what is it? Is it that you feel that she's not an appropriate owner for the dogs?
Not at all.
All right. Tell me about that.
Because why would I want to take on expenses of my own?
Because you have kids and your kids got attached to the two cute little puppies and the dog that used to be your dad's?
Nothing to do with that at all. I have animals of my own.
Yeah, I know. So that doesn't mean anything when kids get attached to animals.
I wouldn't do that. That's just not the type of person I am.
It isn't? Okay,
no.
So tell me, why is it
not
that you're not returning the dogs?
She told me
to keep
them.
You said you had character witness, you had character evidence or something.
I mean, I have character witness of, like, the type of person she is on even in general, where she, like, constantly scams people.
Let me see that. What are you talking about?
I mean, she's constantly blowing people up and scamming people. And
okay, show me the evidence you're referring to.
I will.
Can you describe who she scammed and how she scammed them and just, why you conclude
it seems to be like everybody she comes
no that's again a conclusion
with.
Give me one instance of the scams you are referring to.
Things that I've seen on Facebook.
Like
after
how did you see on Facebook that she cheated somebody? Who's the fellow with you?
My husband.
Come on up if you want. Who did she scam on Facebook?
Ex-boyfriends.
How though? What is it you're talking about?
Apparently, she steals money from people. That's what he told me. I mean, I even spoke to
him. You spoke to an ex-boyfriend?
Yes.
What did you say to him?
Just asked about her because I knew nothing about her. I didn't understand what was going on. It was like I was speaking to somebody who was bipolar, like night and day. It was horrible. The things that I was going through was horrible.
What a horrible thing were you going through? I see 100 texts that say, can I have my dogs? Why can't you? And I see you who think you're a better home for the dogs, and so you've decided to just wave your magic wand and change a contract that you have with them. You understand that dogs are property, right?
I do.
You understand that you can't just keep somebody's property because you think you're better than the person who's homeless, right?
I didn't think I was
okay,
better.
Okay, so I need to see something that would entitle you. You had to know this wasn't going to go well for you. I need to see something that would entitle you to take the position you're taking in court. That's all I'm asking. I'm not picking on you. I am demanding that you prove your case.
Well, that's why he's here with me, because I put the phone, I mean, she spoke to him. I put it on speakerphone when she was like, I cannot take care of the dogs.
Okay, right, may I hear from you?
Your Honor, I overheard the phone conversation on speaker. We were sitting down going to watch TV. She was in South Carolina. She didn't have any money. She didn't know if she was even coming back to New York. She didn't know if she was going to be taking care of her dogs or whatever.
Ever? Or she didn't know when she was coming back to New York?
I guess when, but she says she didn't know when she was going to be able to come back and that if she was going to even be able to take the dogs back.
Okay.
So
and
she was.
You said what?
I didn't say anything. I just overheard
what?
It was on speaker.
Okay, so she said what?
She took it apparently as she was surrendering the dogs.
Did you ever hear her say, I am surrendering the dogs to you? And you just, she just coached you to say yes. Folks, there is zero evidence of your legal entitlement to these three dogs. Zero. It is not enough for you to say, she's a bad person, look at all this stuff on Facebook. I saw the stuff on Facebook. Apparently she's putting on some risque videos or whatever. You know, that people who put up risque videos on YouTube are allowed to have dogs. And they're allowed not to have other people take their dogs. So I am by the way, I want to be clear.
Sure.
You want your dogs back, right?
Yes, Your Honor.
Right. That's what you're really wanting here. All right. I am issuing an order that you two return the dogs. That is my verdict.
Thank you.
Okay? Plus your court costs.
Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh. And by the way, that's not my ex-boyfriend. That's a stalker.
Well, the defendant just could not present enough of a case in the courtroom to keep those dogs. So what's your reaction here to this? You'll be giving them back.
I lost a lot of money, and I will never deal with Craigslist ever again.
Well, where's your evidence? Where's the copies of the text?
She's just a really good scam artist. Everything was mostly on the phone, and then she's got mental issues. Couldn't prove.
All right, so you'll be turning the dogs over and then?
And then never dealing with her again.
Okay. All right, there you go. Okay, step down in here, and what do you have to say for yourself here?
I'm ecstatic. Mm-hmm. That's all I can say. I'm happy to get my dogs back. I missed them so much. I'm glad I'm here today. Really, I'm glad. Mm-hmm. And she made the right decision. The judge is the best.
What did you have to say to the defendant when that case ended?
I said, by the way, that's not my ex-boyfriend you spoke to. That was my stalker.
Oh, you have a stalker?
Yes.
Okay, Harvey?
Okay, Kurt, happy news. Guess what? The plaintiff got the dogs back. That will do it for this case. Litigants for the next case on the way into the courtroom right now.
This is the plaintiff, Nikita Booty. She says she rented a basement apartment from the defendant, and as soon as she moved in, things were stolen. The cops investigated, told her there was no sign of forced entry, and no one had the key to the place except her and her landlord, the defendant. She knows the defendant stole her stuff. That's why she's suing her here for the $4,700 worth of missing belongings. This is the defendant, said Hannah. She says the plaintiff had all sorts of visitors the first week she lived there, and it could have been any number of people who decided to take her stuff. She has security cameras outside, and the cops investigated and didn't see anyone take anything from the plaintiff's apartment. She never stole any belongings, owes this woman nothing, and thinks the judge will agree. She's accused of having sticky fingers. The defendant has filed a countersuit for $2,400 for rent owed.
All parties, please raise your right hands.
Welcome back to the People's Court. Next case on the docket, the plaintiff says the defendant, her landlord, stole her stuff and pretended like it was a burglary. But the defendant says the plaintiff's a liar. It's the case of burglary, schmurglary.
Okay, thank you, Douglas. Nikita Booty,
yes.
You are suing Sedona, your former landlord, for $4,700 in items that you say she took from your apartment. You are counterclaiming against her $2,400 for rent that you say she owes you. Okay, let me hear from you first, Ms. Booty.
Your Honor, I'm here because the defendant, she entered my apartment and removed all my property. When I first moved into the defendant's apartment, I started missing a few stuff, a diamond necklace and a Kindle. I approached her about it, and she told me, she said, I'm the only person that have keys.
Okay,
she
tell me about the apartment. Does she live with you? Is she a roommate, or she's your landlord?
She's my landlord.
Who lives in there with you?
I live by myself. I rent the basement.
Okay, who's the gentleman who's with you?
He's my friend. We used to date.
Okay, do you have any children?
No.
Okay, so you live there completely alone?
Yes.
All right, and then what happens? You're missing a diamond necklace?
Yes.
What kind of diamond necklace?
It was like hearts, and it had the diamonds around it.
Okay, and when do you notice that it's missing?
It was like 2 months after I moved in.
Okay, and what day do you notice that it's missing?
I don't remember. What day
it was. Did you call the police when it was missing?
No, I confronted her. I thought
Why would you confront your landlord? If I had a diamond necklace missing, my first call wouldn't be to my landlord. It would be to the police.
Yes. At first, I thought I had misplaced it.
Yeah.
So I asked her, I said, are you the only, you said you're the only one that had the keys. She said, yes, it's just me and her. So she was like, maybe you misplaced it. So, you know, I didn't find it, so I didn't bother. Then after that, last month, I lost my phone. It went missing. I left the apartment to pick up some food I had ordered, and the phone was on the couch. When I came back, the phone was gone.
Was anybody else in the apartment with you?
No.
Do you ever have anybody in your apartment, ever?
Or yeah, just I have visitors.
Okay. So on that day, according to you, there's nobody else in the apartment, and your phone is missing.
Yes.
Okay.
I came back,
Does she live in the same building?
Yeah, she lives on the first floor.
All right. And does anybody else live in the building?
Yes.
Who else lives in the building?
There's five families there.
Five families living in the building? Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay, so go on.
Yes. So I confronted her about it. She texted me the like couple weeks after asking me for rent money. Well, at that time, I didn't have her number. I didn't have any phone to get in touch with her or anything. When the incident happened...
Well, when she texted you, you had a way to get...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when the incident happened, I left and I stayed at my sister because, you know...
Which
I was,
incident?
With the phone, because that was
your
like,
phone was missing?
The phone just disappeared. I left it right there.
Did you call the police when your phone was stolen?
Yes.
And can I see the police report? Or any proof that you called the police?
I have this.
You still living there?
Yes, I'm still living there.
Did you change the lock?
Yes, I changed it after the incident happened because they told me the burglary happened.
Which incident? You've described several of them. Which incident?
When all my stuff was taken, my clothing and everything.
So your whole place was cleaned out?
Yeah.
Nothing was left? Who's the guy who keeps, I'm sorry, who is he that he keeps raising his hand and I can't even talk to you without him raising his hand and wanting to interrupt? Sit down and not yet. Who is he?
He's my friend.
Is he your boyfriend?
Yes.
Okay. Wait a second. I will give you a chance to speak in a moment. Now, you go in and everything you own is missing.
Yes.
Right. And this is it? Just an incident report? Not a police report? Not
an
investigation?
That's a police report. And they didn't.
No, this is an incident report. It just basically doesn't even have a complaint number. All it says is that you called in a burglary. What happened with that case if everything you own is missing?
They came back. They told me they checked the camera and nothing. They didn't see nobody came out the apartment.
What's going on?
Judge, I don't know. She came, when she moved in on May 1st, 2 months after, like she said, she came and told me, oh, I'm missing a Kindle. I said, well, you should check your apartment because I'm the only one who has keys for access to the apartment because the boiler is downstairs and I need to get in there to access. So I said, maybe you misplaced it. The second month, she came back after and says she missing a necklace. So it says, listen, it don't seem that things are working out here because you keep missing stuff and I don't feel that, you know, it's right to have, you have to come to me all the time that you're missing stuff. I have 4 other tenants live there and they have been with me for like 8 and 7 years and I have keys for their place so nothing is missing, only your stuff to keep missing. I said, you know what, I will give you back your security. Why don't you start looking for a place? She says, oh no, I'm not going anywhere. I'm living here for free because you know what, this is an illegal basement and I know my rights and I have text messages.
Did you say that?
No.
You have text messages that say that?
Yes.
See them? Let me hear from you while she's looking for that. Let me hear from boyfriend. What's the age difference between you two?
It's a little age difference, but
what is
just
it?
Like you said, when
what
you
is it? What
that,
is it, though? I'm curious.
It's 20 years.
20-year difference?
Yes.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
And you're 44?
Yeah.
42?
Yeah, something like that.
42? Yeah. How old are you?
44.
Oh, 44 says 22.
May I say something now?
Okay.
What's going on here, Your Honor, is upon all of this going on, this stealing stuff, I did my own little investigation, and I have something here for you. On 12-1-15, I found out this lady's being chased by the building department. She's telling
the building department doesn't chase.
No, well,
they don't run.
Well,
they file a complaint, and you can barely get them to move. But yeah, I understand what you're saying. Okay, building violations.
They're bamming on her door left and right, and she's telling them not to open the door. I was the one giving the rent money at first.
You were the one paying the rent?
I was giving her the money up front on the first. Boom, boom, boom.
When did you not give her money? When did the
rent had a little disagreement after
Who
the
did?
First 3 months.
You and her, or
yes,
you and her?
We stopped seeing each other for a minute.
Okay.
But then, upon all of this stealing going on, she called me and said, this lady's stealing from me. So I did my own investigation. I went and pulled up that house.
Okay, but that doesn't mean she's stealing from her. That means she's got building code violations.
All right.
What else do you know?
Not only that, nobody's going in a place stealing this stuff. It got a camera right on the wall when you walk in the front door. It's a lot of things
maybe
been
you're
taken.
Taking stuff.
I'm the one giving the stuff. I ain't jealous. I ain't jealous of nothing.
Maybe she has somebody else stepping in there. Somebody her own age. I don't know.
We do our own thing. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, we're not stealing from each other.
Here are the texts. On November 2nd, she writes you and says, hey, you know, today you're supposed to get in touch. I am not going to do this every single month. If you can't afford the place, please make other arrangements. You respond to her on November 2nd, listen, I'm the only one living here and nothing should be missing. If you didn't get the news as yet, I'm moving. You're saying you're the only one that has a key for downstairs, so that means you stole my phone, necklace, and Kindle. So tell me who stole it or just disappear. Your landlord responds, listen, I have no idea what you were talking about. Again, check the men and them you bring there. And also, when are you moving? And you respond, don't let me be disrespectful. You jealous of my men. You don't me. What's that mean?
I said, you don't know me. It was just a reply.
You don't know me?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you answer, or you want one of them to... LOL, I see how you watching me. You are a joker. You watch when I'm leaving the house to go down and those, but continue. I have something coming for you. That's what you said? What did you mean by that?
So do you believe this plaintiff that the landlord came in and stole her jewelry?
No, I do not believe her.
Why?
Because she's trying not to pay rent. She's trying to make it even between them two by saying that he stole from her.
Does it matter that all the other tenants had no problem with the landlord?
No, no.
That doesn't matter?
Yeah, I don't think so.
You think you believe the plaintiff that the landlord stole?
I feel like it go both ways. It just depends on the story, man.
You really don't like landlords, do you? Oh, you don't like landlords at all. Yeah, going inside the courtroom.
I was going to set up a security camera.
Thief. All you do is sneak in people's houses and thief. And you respond, an old whore? I don't even know what that means. Wow, that's amazing. Everyone looks so, like, you know, clean cut in here. And tell your landlord, keep in your so-called tenant, you lesbian. You're the talk of the town, lady. The men I bring there can afford to buy anything they want. So they won't steal my phone. This is probably interesting for you. So they won't steal my phone, and they don't have access to my place. She responds, if you move today, you can get your security back. So please come and get your stuff. I can't believe that you engage with her like that, too, though. I'll be honest with you. I can't even read half this stuff out loud. My men are my business. My men are businessmen with high-paying jobs. I could be living in a better place than your slum. Your man is a common taxi driver. Why are you like engaging like this with your tenant? What you should have been doing is marching straight to the court and having her evicted. Does she have a lease with you?
No.
Here's the problem. You have a two-family place, and you have four families living there. You know that, right?
Yes.
So you know that two of them, that's why you don't go to court. But then what was your game plan at some point? When you finally go to court, what happens?
They give her a 30-day notice, and then they do a hold over. So I started the 30-day notice already.
And we're in the middle of it?
Yes.
How many different men do you have going in and out of there?
I have friends that come over at my place.
All right.
But nobody has
based
access.
On what I'm listening to, I am finding as follows. And by the way, was there any other evidence that you have that your landlord was going into your home and wiping you clean like this?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. On your claim against her, zero. On your claim against her, you're not allowed to collect rent because it is an illegal apartment. So what you can't do is ask the court to use its long, strong arm to force her to pay you something that you weren't allowed to be renting out. All right. So on your claim against her, also zero. Good luck, folks.
It'll be interesting to hear what the plaintiff has to say coming out of the courtroom. Nothing on your side, nothing on the other side either. What's your reaction to this?
She's the...
What?
This woman stole from me. She stole. Who else is going to come into my apartment? There's cameras.
I don't
she
know.
She doesn't have a heart. She stole all my stuff. And this is no justice, none.
All right, so step on over here. Tell me what's your feeling on this now.
I'm so glad it's over. I'm just waiting for the next part, which is the landlord-tenant court, where I can get her out.
Yeah, you see her shedding tears over there. Obviously, she believes what she's saying.
Yeah, but I have no comments on that. She says stuff is missing. I don't have anything to say.
Why would she be? Is she a great actress?
Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, that looked like an act to you?
I don't know.
No Bobby?
Okay, I gotta say, there is absolutely no proof that this defendant stole anything. At the same time, this is a good lesson that when you rent illegal apartments, the tenants can end up basically living for free. That will do it for this case. Litigants for the next case on the way into the courtroom right now.
This is the plaintiff. Thayer Campbell. She says she stored a car at the defendant's place of business, and when she tried to retrieve it, she was told the car was gone. Gone? What do you mean gone? Turns out her car was stolen while in his care. She's out the $2,000 it was worth and is suing the defendant for just that today. This is the defendant, Robert Erickson. He says the plaintiff bought a new car from him and asked him if she could store her old car on his property until she sold it. He told her no, but that she could park it on the street. Next day, the car was gone. He assumed she came back for it and thought that was that, until he was served with this lawsuit. He's accused of being careless with a car.
All parties, please raise your right hands. Welcome back to the People's Court. Next case in the docket, the plaintiff stored a car at the defendant's, and when she came back to pick it up, it was gone. But the defendant says he never even let her store the car. It's the case of guess what's in store for you.
Thank you, Douglas.
Welcome in.
All right, Thayer Campbell.
Yes.
You are suing the Car Factory Incorporated, represented here by Robert Erickson. You're
yes.
the owner. For $2,000, the value of a 2004 Dodge Caravan that was, I guess, towed according to their negligence, tell me, is what you're saying. So tell me what happened.
On 2014, on the 15th of December, I wanted to purchase a car. We stopped at the dealership, which is Car Factory. I spoke with Mike, which is the plaintiff, on with the plaited shirt.
Okay, and what's Mike's name?
Mike Erickson, also, he's a salesman.
And what is his relationship to you?
My son.
Okay, come on up. It sounds like you're going to be front and center in a moment.
We stopped in the day before that.
Who's we?
Me and my husband, Stanley Prater.
Come on up. You're going to be front and center? Okay, go on.
We stopped in. We spoke with them. They said that I was interested in a 2007 Nitro. It was a Jeep. It was very nice. I had told Mike I like it. So he told me that he's going to see if he can get the Jeep for me. I went home. They immediately called me back saying it's good news to come in. I can pick up the car.
Okay.
I goes in. He asks me, what are you going to do with your plates on the old car? He said, Mike
said. What were you going to do with the old car?
He said, that's what he said
to me. No, I'm asking you. What were you going to do with the old car?
I was going to tell him that I have to. My husband was going to have his friend come tow it.
Oh, it wasn't working at all?
It was working.
Why does it have to be?
Because we had to remove the plates.
Right, but those plates belong to that car. You're not allowed to use the plates.
That's what my insurance company was telling me. He told me if I would have kept those plates on that car, they would have charged me for two insurance, saying that they will give me new plates, but I will have to pay for the old car and still pay for the new car.
What did you end up doing? You took the plates off the old car?
He ended up offering. Mike ended up offering. He said, you don't have to go through all of that. I can remove the plates from my old car, and he have a storage in the back, which he will gladly.
Wait, what did you do? You took the plates that were on an old car and put them on a new car and didn't do anything with the government? Like you didn't go
right.
into
No, no, no. The insurance company took care of all of that. So that's when they faxed over the new insurance cards. So, in other words, the new car.
All right, so you put the tags on from the caravan to the new to the Jeep that night.
Yes.
You drive off. What do you do with the caravan?
They offered to store it in the back of they lots.
To when?
They didn't give me any time. He said I could call.
To when did you think that meant?
Well, he said to me any time that he wanted me to move the car, that he will contact me. That's what was said.
How big is your lot?
It's a small business in the Bronx, maybe 40, 50 cars.
Why would they allow you for more than a short period of time to keep your car there when
I'm renting the car from them.
Business space.
I'm leasing the car from them. He told me anytime that he needed me to come pick up my vehicle.
But your lease comes with free storage of the other car. I mean, so how long did you wait?
About 8 months.
Yeah.
I was checking in. I was checking in.
What does checking in mean?
With Mike, asking him, is everything okay? I was checking in with my car.
Mike,
I did.
Watch this. Was she checking in?
Her husband was. She wasn't.
Okay. When is the first time you hear from husband?
3 months, at least.
3 months passed with
Correct.
Not hearing from him?
Correct.
And that car wasn't bothering you?
It was, and it was a good deed that went bad. That's what would really happen.
So what? So you guys don't call them in those 3 months and say you got to get the car out of here?
They weren't notified, but they came to the lot and they were notified in person to get the car out of the lot.
No, but for 3 months you didn't mind? That's what I'm asking. All right,
no.
So then when the 3 months passed, did you call them or did they call you?
No, they came to Car Factory. No phone calls were ever exchanged.
Okay, so they come and what happened?
I told her husband, you got to come pick this car up. So he told me I'll be there tomorrow. Another few months went by. He came by again. told him you got to get this car.
I can't believe that you didn't abandon it at that point.
We did, unfortunately.
The third time that he came in, that he said he was going to come pick it up, I parked it on the side block with no plates on it. And
no, but that's not what I meant. What I meant was go through the procedure of declaring it abandoned since it had been for 6 months or 8 months.
It cost a lot of money to do that for us.
Say it again?
It cost a lot of money to do that. The car wasn't worth doing that.
Right.
It was really junk. It was worth, you know, $350, so we didn't want to bother doing that.
Right, but so instead of calling the police and saying there's an abandoned car in my lot, I need it towed away, and having it towed to a police lot, you just figured, oh.
They don't do that in the Bronx. The cops, that's not really what they do.
They'll do it if it's on the street, but not inside your
lot. Correct.
The last time that he came there, he told me he would be back tomorrow to pick the vehicle up, so that's the reason why I took it out. I never put it back inside the lot for, you know, after the third time. About 4 or 5 days, because Mr. Campbell actually passed by and saw it on the sidewalk, because that's where we parked some of the cars, and he came inside and asked me why I was on the sidewalk, and I said, well, a couple days ago you told me you're coming to pick it up, so I left it out there. I didn't put it back inside. Then a few days after that, sanitation or the cops, we're not really sure, somebody picked it up and took it to their yard.
So let me hear from husband.
Can I speak, Yana? That's not true.
Okay, so the defendant says after 3 months, I had a right to just put the car out on the street. Does the defendant have that right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because?
It's not a, it's not a public garage. So.
Well, that's true. It's not a public garage. Does the defendant have a right? Who hasn't talked yet? You haven't talked yet. Does the defendant have a right to store that car?
No, he doesn't.
Or to put it on the street?
No, he doesn't.
Really?
No.
Okay. I'm surprised going inside the courtroom.
I recall 4 times I came by to see y'all. The car caught tickets, which I got the tickets right there. Caught 2 tickets. Y'all paid for the tickets. All right, it was on your property.
Your if it's on their property, how did it get tickets?
That's what we're saying. They was moving it out without. I said to him, only thing you had to do was pick up the phone and say,
"Wait, did you guys pay any tickets?
Come get your car." Yes.
Wait, he just said your son just said yes.
Well, I didn't know about that. But
what happened? Did you know what your son was like? Was this kind of behind your back? Your son?
Yeah, it was actually. Yeah. That's why my response to you. If you read my response, I had to do some changes this morning on my response to you. So
because you learned about. I wish to be a fly on the wall when your son told you, "Wait, Dad, actually, I got to fess up to a few things. I was trying to be nice." All right, I need to hear from husband. I need to hear from husband. Don't talk.
Okay.
Nobody else talk, because husband is not getting enough airtime here. And I'm trying to figure out how it is that you show up 4 separate times and never get your property off of their property.
Well, first of all, we had a good understanding when we first bought the first car from them. Everything was good. But then I came by one day, drove by my truck, and seen the back window cracked out. It was in their care. If it's anything in my care.
What would you pay to have? What did you pay to have it in their care for 8 months?
He told us he can keep it in because we bought
it. I don't doubt that. He has confessed to that.
Yeah.
I assume his father beat him with a stick when he told him that.
Absolutely.
Figuratively, not literally. Okay. I get that. That you actually paid tickets. He paid tickets. He was cutting you a break. He wanted to give you a. But when does it end for you? When does someone's kindness and maybe stupidity, kindness, turn into okay? Now I got to get my property off of there. The guy says that same guy who admits to everything that you are saying, much to the detriment of the wrath of his dad,
right.
Okay? That same guy says, but for the love of God, how long? He said, I'll pick it up tomorrow. I'll pick it up tomorrow. Are you telling me that for 8 months, you never said, I'll pick it up tomorrow, I'll pick it up Saturday, I'll pick it up, and then fail to pick it up?
No, I didn't say that.
No.
No, I didn't say that.
Never.
Can I just add one thing? It was 10 months, actually.
10 months,
yes.
Not 8 months, 10 months.
The average storage fee in the Bronx is $25 a day, so do the math.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't need to do the math. Because
right.
I only do the math when it's close. This
See,
is not close, folks.
He ordered it.
When is it your responsibility to get your property out of the free storage, which never encompassed 10 months? And your answer cannot possibly be, oh, they never said they had a problem. Because I don't believe that. At some point, the darn thing was a problem. He is testifying, the same guy, honest enough to say, yeah, pay the tickets, yeah, right. That same guy is saying over and over, this guy would tell me he was going to pick it up, and over he didn't. So finally, at some point, we were done. And you even saw it on the side street and still didn't pick it up. Because it's not convenient for you. It's very convenient to have 10 months of free storage. Verdict in this case for the defendants.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you heard the gavel come down on the defendant's side. What's going through your mind here?
Well, what's right and right is, you know, what's right is right and wrong is wrong. I mean, I feel he still could have just sent me a letter and said, Ms. Campbell, come get your car, and I would have gladly came and picked it up.
Yeah. So you put it on him. It was up to him to contact you
to
get that done.
Just to tell me, come pick the car up. That's it. Uh-huh. Without just parking it on a street.
What about up to you to go contact them and pick it up?
Okay, thank you.
All right, okay. All right.
How you doing?
This ever happened before?
No.
Free storage in the Bronx. Everybody, free storage at your place.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Uh-huh.
So I have to get the stick ready for him now.
Yeah.
The judge gave me permission to beat him.
All right. You're all right. You learned a lesson, right?
Absolutely.
Lesson. What'd you learn?
I learned not to do any good deed for people.
talk to the smart guy, the guy with the experience before you do anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Harvey?
Just so you know, forget about this case. The laws of abandonment vary from state to state, in some cases city to city. Go online and check where you live.